This podcast brought to you by Lazy Banana Productions. Find out more at bkmullen.wordpress.com. Hello and welcome to the Poppin' Bottles Dadcast. I'm Ben.
I'm Nick.
He's here.
I'm here.
He made it.
I'm...
Weekend Warrior.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Consider this a lesson learned.
Mm-hmm.
When you are a parent.
Right.
And you have a double bachelorette party weekend. With you and your spouse?
Mm-hmm.
No. When you have kids, it's a no.
Or maybe not a no, but just a proceed with caution type thing.
It's a somebody should have just like left me in the hotel and said just go to sleep before we even went out.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm feeling the after effects of a weekend of drinking, which I don't tend to do often
anymore.
Well, no,
because that's kind of the tough thing for lit. I think you still classify as a young dad, right?
I guess.
Yeah. So you know, you go through the whole college thing, you drink a whole lot, and then. You stop, basically, drinking as often, but for some reason in your brain, you think you can drink as much at one time as you used to.
Yeah.
And that doesn't work out, does it?
No, that's part of the problem. as Sarah likes to tell me, she's like, you don't realize that you can't hang anymore. And then I try to, and then...
And it's tough. It's tough on your psyche.
Yeah, I mean, you know... Not ashamed, perhaps I should not try to hang.
Right.
So, if I sound a little haggard, imagine how I look.
I can tell you how he looks. But at some point, instead, I'm going to tweet a picture of this.
No, you're not.
This is great.
as I was driving back this morning, Ben was pulling out of the road and sitting at the bottom of the hill.
Yeah.
And I just, as I'm turning in, I just stopped and shook my head.
It was a good moment.
And just drove up.
You made the gun signal with your hands to your head. Yeah. Shoot me now.
Yeah. It was a morning.
But hey, you had fun, right?
I did. I had a lot of fun. And this was...
There you go.
It was, you know, that day last night was on the heels of the Philly Dads group.
Right. Our little Dove Men Care March Madness party.
Dad's night out at Dave and Buster's. Dave and Brewster's? It's Buster's.
It's Buster's. I mean, there was a lot of beer going on. A lot of quote-unquote brew.
Yes.
Including that lovely tower of beer. Which I should explain for those of you who have never been to a Dave and Buster's.
Many places have the beer tower.
Do they really?
Yes.
Okay. It's not the first time I've ever seen it, but the first one that somebody at my table has ordered it.
They're amazeballs.
They're pretty good.
Yeah.
Essentially, instead of the whole, like a normal restaurant, where instead of ordering individual glasses of whatever you're drinking, you get a pitcher, right?
Right, yeah.
But instead of a pitcher... They made it a little more interesting.
Yeah. It's a gigantic tube about 3 feet.
Sir, that's called the graduated cylinder. And yes, it was 3 feet.
It's a giant graduated cylinder. That is approximately 3 feet in height. It's got its own spout.
Yeah. That's called the tap.
Yes, I know. It has its own spout. It's got a spigot where you can dispense your beer of choice that you choose to fill your graduated cylinder of beer with.
That magical elixir of life known as Yingling Lager.
Which is what we had a lot of.
A lot.
And then we played video games.
Actually, my dad tried something new. I don't know if you heard that conversation going on. So obviously, you know what a Black and Tan is.
Yeah, they're good.
Oh yeah, they're amazing. For those of you who don't know what a Black and Tan is, of course, it's Guinness and Yingling. They pour the Yingling in first, and then they pour in the Guinness, and it's that weird science-y thing where the one liquid stays above the other one. But when you drink it, they mix. It's heavenly. So the waitress suggested that my dad try their new version of Black and Tan, which is Guinness.
Right.
And Angry Orchard.
What do they call it?
I don't know.
There's got...
But it was delicious.
I would imagine they probably call it like an Angry Irishman or...
Something like that.
Something that is just like would offend...
an Angry Leprechaun.
you just offended everybody in Ireland.
No, not really. But we did have an awesome time. Thank you, Dove Men Care.
Yes.
It was great. I won a lovely stick of the new 48H Odor Protection 1/4 Moisturizer Fresh Awake Deodorant. I'm just reading the label. All I know is it smells good. And it says Dove Men Care on the front. I did not get anything signed. I didn't get any of the signed stuff.
There was only one signed stuff.
There were two signed things.
I saw the Frank Vogel basketball.
There was the Frank Vogel basketball, and then is Frank Vogel the Villanova coach?
No, he's the Pacers.
He's the Pacers coach. So the Villanova coach
signed
the bottle of conditioner that was there.
Oh.
But the thing is that we all, our whole end of the table went down to go play some video games.
Right.
Some video games. And Jeff and Chris and some of the other guys stayed upstairs, which is when it was presented. We missed that part.
I thought they followed us down.
They followed us down eventually. Because I went straight down with Alex Mystico, and the first thing that we did was played Mario Kart. Which I did not know that they came out with a Mario Kart VR game. You didn't know?
I didn't even see it.
You didn't see it? It was right at the bottom of the steps. Well, we got to go back now. You with all your... I saw you swipe your card that time, 188 points.
Well, yeah, I had a coupon.
Yeah, well, coupon your face.
Yeah, I had a buy 20 bucks of points. And you get 20 bucks worth of points for free.
Was that one of those? That's not one of those. I've never been on Groupon, so I don't know.
No,
is that one of those Groupon things?
No, it's an email that Sarah got because she has. Like, she goes to Dave and Buster's for work things. Like if they like, do like a holiday lunch or. Sorry for the yawning. I'm not dead. They go to Dave and Buster's.
Yeah. I am searching for pictures from the other night on the Philly Dads group page, but maybe it's on Jeff's. Maybe it's on Jeff's thing. The gentleman who actually won that that signed thing of conditioner.
Who won it?
Well, I can't remember his name. That's what. It's terrible. I'm terrible with names. I really am. So I'm gonna see if I can find it real quick because he was a cool guy. We talked for a little bit. But it looks like he didn't. He may have put it up on his Twitter. I don't know.
Yeah, he did. He tweeted out a picture of me with my face cream.
Yes.
Cuddling it.
Right. We almost did a picture that would probably not have gone over well with Dove Men Care. But. Or was that me and Alex? Maybe that was me and Alex.
I don't know.
All I know is Alex was holding a bottle of something, and it was either Alex or you, and pretended it was a particular part of his body. And he was like, let me lotion you. Here we go. Villanova grad happily awarded the J. Wright signed bottle of Dumb Maker body wash. And it doesn't have his name. Good job, Jeff. But you remember him.
Yes. Yeah. I don't think I talked to him, though.
Greg. Greg. His name's Greg. I'm 80% sure.
Well, 80%. 80% Greg. Greg, congratulations.
Congratulations, 80% Greg. In any case, suck it up, Buttercup.
I'm good, bro.
Because we got a show to do, my friend.
Aren't we doing the show?
My frizzle. Oh, wait, yeah, we are recording, aren't we? Shit. So, we're moving right along with the whole foods thing.
Foods.
It's getting thicker. We started with the whole grain.
Oh, right, baby food.
Oatmeal stuff. For yes. Yeah, like, baby food. Yeah, you know, parenting stuff, which okay. is, you know, what we talk about here. Welcome back, by the way.
Yeah, speaking of food, I have not eaten anything today.
Oh, really? Not a thing?
Not. Well, I ate 3 goldfish that Sophia forced me to eat. So, she's eating the goldfish, and here, I don't want it. Here!
You will eat it!
Yeah. So, I'm sorry, can continue with the...
Nah, it's all good.
Continue with the baby food.
Yeah, it started getting thicker. We started using the whole wheat stuff to mix it with. We are now up to using whole packs of Gerber food, like instead of the jars,
right?
They're in the plastic containers,
yeah, that's
right?
We use, yeah.
Oh, we were doing like 6 spoonfuls or whatever out of the container. Now we just dump the whole container in there, and she just eats that stuff up, man.
We dump it into a bowl and then.
Yeah, you put it. You put in the whole grain oatmeal stuff, right?
Okay.
And you put some formula in that. We do like I think we're doing 2 ounces.
Yeah, right? Usually, yeah.
So it's 3 tablespoons of the whole wheat stuff, 2 ounces of formula, and then we just dump a whole one of those things.
So you mix the cereal / oatmeal with the regular baby food.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, we haven't done that. We'll give her the cereal, and then we'll just give her like the whole pack. Like we just give it to her out of the container.
Yeah,
and she crushes it.
Yeah, we do that for her lunch. I think her lunch, her very first bottle. There's her first bottle of the day, and then we do the oatmeal mix for breakfast, oatmeal mix for dinner, but it's just a pack of green beans or whatever for lunch. So that's getting intense, dude.
Yeah, and a sensible dinner. Shake
right.
for breakfast, shake for lunch, and a sensible dinner.
Right.
Oh, it's not Slim Fast?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Not that I know of, anyway. Does Slim Fast even have a program for babies? I didn't think so.
If they did, I think our babies would need to be on it.
No. Having all that chub is healthy.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Not so much at our age.
Yeah, not for me. Because now it's just impossible to get rid of. It seems. It feels like, anyway.
Gotta work.
I know. God. But I got so much other stuff to do.
Yeah.
It's tough. Which, speaking of which, I have to do a diet diary part 4. It's been like 2 weeks. And,
every time you say diet diary, it just sounds like diarrhea.
I know. While diarrhea would help me lose weight, certainly. It is not a very pleasant experience, and therefore, I think I'll hold off on that.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea.
Oh, my goodness.
More than likely.
So that was the grubbiest part of our show just then. Are you going to be okay?
My neck is killing me.
As long as some other body part isn't killing you.
No.
All right.
No, the pillows in the hotel did not suffice.
No.
And they're... It's like all feathers. Like
right.
Ones, and they're,
it's down, yeah.
Yeah.
Down pillows.
So, you know, they don't give you any support. Like, you can mold them however you want it, but you lay your head down, it's like, oh, there's on the mattress.
You might as well just fold your arms up and sleep on that.
Yeah.
Roll up your hoodie. Yeah. Not right now.
Well,
stop it.
I thought I was going to sleep.
Wake up.
I'm awake.
What if I get you some more Jameson? Would that wake you? I give you a little pep up?
Mm-mm.
No.
No. Yeah. Didn't we have a party next weekend.
Do you really? You have too many friends is what it is.
Well, this is next weekend. We're doing a joint birthday party for Sarah, our friend Bo, and our friend Twee. They all have, like, Sarah's birthday's on Friday.
Uh-huh.
So, it was going to be a surprise.
Was.
But then it's not.
Not.
So, I mean, I guess the bright side is I won't be the one drinking since it's for Sarah. So
You are the DD.
Yeah.
My friend.
The designated dad. I mean, driver.
Driver.
I'll also be the designated dad at the
Well,
party,
right.
I'm sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
and that's it for today's show.
No, no, no. Don't be a lazy prick. Come on. So, we started doing walking exercises a little bit. I don't know. Are you guys doing anything like that with Maddie?
Like where you just kind of hold her up and let her move her legs?
Yeah. Yeah, and we had tried to go in through, like, the walking motions and, like... Recently, we've just been concentrating on standing. Just getting her to get her balance down.
Okay. See, I mean, we were never really big on doing the exercises. Like, we didn't do them with Sophia.
Yeah.
Maddie, like, I think I've said it before, you know, she'll grab her fingers and she'll pull herself up to a stand.
Okay.
But that's really it.
Okay.
You know, when she wants to stand...
she'll get there.
In due time. I mean, I know it's like you want to get them to stand. You want them to be able to crawl,
yeah,
and then walk.
I'm not gonna push her to it though.
No, it's like you want them to, and then once they do,
sit down.
You're like, oh wait, now I can't just leave you sitting in a room,
right? Right.
To play, you know, I can't. I'm gonna walk in the kitchen, and you know, next thing you know, you're climbing up the steps.
Our big fears are. Bookshelves, which we have in the closet right now, in the walk-in closet in our bedroom. That we originally had them down in the living room, but just the thought of one day I come out of the kitchen, you know, I turn the corner and there's Emma, basically base jumping off the top of the bookshelves. It's a little freaky, yeah.
Well, I mean, that's what they do. I mean, you were...
That's what it seems like. I was...
You're at the house when Sophia's climbing on the top of the couch and then, like, dive-bombed
right.
And, like, lands on Maddie's head.
Yeah.
That's
what you call a bicycle kick, by the way, yeah. Is what that was.
That was not a good parenting moment.
That was a hashtag real parenting moment.
Yeah. And then she decided just to start dive bombing into her tent.
Yeah. Rip that thing to shreds.
Yeah.
Is that holding up, by the way?
I legit think she broke it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's just a wireframe inside, isn't it?
Yeah, I think she bent the wire.
Figures. Figures.
Yeah. So what else?
Man. Well, you know, we can... officially be talking about it now, the whole JBF sale thing, while you fall asleep across the table.
Yep.
Good job. Good job. But yeah, yep. All you folks in the Philadelphia area and everybody else around the country, because there might be one near you, actually.
Yes, there could.
There is used stuff, which I know a lot of people are a little iffy about used stuff.
Yes.
But just as much as there are used stuff, there's actually new stuff
there as well. Used, and they do inspect, you know, clothes and goods.
They have a very thorough inspection process.
Yeah.
You will not find a single stain on any piece of clothing. Essentially.
Basically, yeah.
Basically, yeah.
I believe we mentioned it last week, but we're going to be doing... live broadcast.
Right.
From there. the day of the pre-sale.
Yeah, day of the pre-sale. It's the 23rd for all your new moms and new grandmoms. You can sign up on their website to get into that. So basically, you'll be able to beat the crowds.
Yes.
Except for, of course, the other
people that
currently pregnant women that also participate in the pre-sale.
Yeah.
Don't beat them.
And so we'll be talking with Tracy from JBF in the next couple weeks. Probably have her on.
Yeah, yeah.
Just have to work out what day we're gonna have her on. I'm sure we'll get her on while we're broadcasting live from the sale.
And I'll let you know where to, between then and now, I'll let you know exactly what website to go to be able to listen to us live. You will be able to listen to it later, because it simultaneously records and uploads it to our thing, you know. But yeah.
We'll put out the links.
Damn right. We're all about links. But yeah, we'll get her on sometime. The rest of that week is going to go, let's see, Thursday, Friday, we're not going to do a show, but we're going to be there. I'm going to be doing some in-the-crowd interviews.
Man on the street.
Man on the street style. Stuff. A la Jay Leno.
Jay Leno?
Right.
The big Jenshin?
He actually doesn't make that face, but that's a good impression.
It was not a good impression.
No, it was good. The voice was good. I got my headphones in. Sounds awesome.
Turn my headphones up. Turn them up.
Turn them up.
Turn them.
We are not rappers.
No, we're not.
No. Although I can beatbox pretty seriously. I'm not going to do it now, though.
No, it's going to be funny when our new theme song is us rapping.
Right.
I don't know if that's
at least it'll be entertaining. Right?
I mean, you know, we think lots of things we do is entertaining. Meanwhile, other people think,
yeah.
Nah, not so much.
Right. In any case, that Saturday, the Saturday show, I'm going to be there that morning. Starts at 11 o'clock. I'm going to be there from 11 to about like 12:30, 1 o'clock. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. I did work out to get Jeff Bogle to come out and do the show with me.
Is he officially coming?
Unfortunately not. He actually triple booked that weekend, unfortunately.
But you just said you worked out to have him come.
Yeah, but unfortunately it didn't work out. So, you know.
So you did not work it out.
I just wanted to mention Jeff because he's got another awesome show that everybody should go listen to. If you don't listen to it already.
If you don't, you're a bad person.
The OWTK podcast monthly.
Yes. It's monthly.
It is monthly, yeah. I had to think for a second.
It's about all the...
it's a tired day today.
Is it?
It is. It is. But he's actually going to be at World Cafe Live in a couple of weeks for a show that's going to be...
This Saturday.
Is it this Saturday?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
I don't know what month I thought it was. So this Saturday, right?
Yeah, the... some of the top, I think... Kindy music bands.
Yes.
And for those of you who don't know what kindy music is, if you sound it out, ki is a K. Indie, as in indie music, K stands for kid.
All right, now you're just being a dick. Now you just sound like a jerk. Essentially, okay, imagine if...
it's kids indie music.
Yeah. Imagine if Mumford & Sons came out with a whole album of kids music.
Well, who was... we must be... We may be Giants?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do kids music.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
And that kind of started... It either started a trend or...
Started the, at least, you know, maybe people noticing it more.
Yeah.
But in any case... If you live in Philly and you can make it out to the World Cafe, go for it. It also they also air World Cafe live on... Is it on the NPR station? I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
They mention it a lot on NPR. Because I do listen to NPR. Because I'm an interesting human being.
I have That's never what they once listened to NPR.
I actually love NPR. I've been listening to NPR since I was like six.
If you love him so much, why don't you marry him?
I would have, except they... I'm pretty sure everybody who works there is over the age of 65 at this point. But anyway. Yeah, that's one of the things they have to do is... they have to do their fundraiser like three times a year.
Okay.
Because they basically... They depend on funding from, you know, listeners.
What is National Public?
Right, right.
Radio.
But they... Sometimes... Sometimes one of the people sound like the old radio ads from like back in the 40s. It's like, you know what you are? You're an interesting person who knows to who likes to know a lot about the world. You're curious, interested, sophisticated, and that's why you smoke Marlboro cigarettes. You know, it's one of those things. But it's like they make me feel really good about myself. It's like, and that's why you listen to NPR. National Public Radio.
It's like you're seeing into my soul, NPR.
Oh my god, Terry Gross. I'm a huge fan. Terry Gross, by the way, is a DJ.
I gathered that.
I don't even know if you can call her a DJ. I mean, she is the radio person who does a particular show on that radio channel, but she's not a DJ.
She's not a disc jockey.
No. No discs involved. That I know of, anyway.
What if they're playing Frisbee while working?
That would be awesome.
Because that's a disc.
Get an awesome, like, headset on. Whitney style. You know?
What?
You don't remember that? He's got a headset. He does the headset.
Oh, yeah.
I actually saw one of those on a dude the other day. Had it plugged into his phone like it was a Bluetooth device. But it was literally, like, it looked like an old school... pair of like the big Beats over the ear headphones,
yeah,
with this huge like I'm talking maybe half an inch gauge wire coming out and a big ass ball on the end of it, like he was doing a newscast, but he was wearing a Biggie t-shirt
of that,
so I don't think he was working. Well, I don't know what his modus operandi may be.
Yeah.
That's Latin. Is that too much for you?
No.
No? Okay.
I'm just staring.
You don't look good, dude.
Yeah, I know.
You're really out of it. You need to eat something. Do you want to go down to the kitchen? We got lots of chips.
No.
We got chips. We got Italian bread. We got...
I'm gonna make a chip on Italian bread sandwich.
Damn right.
It's called a chipwich.
I've been doing the peanut butter and Nutella.
Yes, we talked about that.
Oh, yeah.
I stopped doing that because I was like, that's probably not the best thing for me to eat every morning for breakfast.
I'm just worried about, like my dad passed down to us the glory that is the peanut butter and jelly sandwich. But then my brother Frank would, every time he would sit down to have peanut butter and jelly sandwiches...
Right.
Would use half a jar of peanut butter, almost the entire jar of jelly, and use every single piece of bread, except the ends, in the loaf. When he would come home from college. First thing he would do, walk in the door, drop his bag, hug his mother, hug his father. What's up, Ben? What's up, Ian? Straight to the kitchen. That's great. So it was a glorious thing to behold.
He made peanut butter and jelly loaf.
He made a loaf of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Wow, that's...
Yeah.
I mean, you can't only have one.
Well, that's... first of all, you can't only have one.
No.
But... And his metabolism was real high back then. Let me tell you. One time he came home, right? Dropped his bag, hugged mom, hugged dad, said, you know, what's up, Ben? What's up, Ian? Went to the kitchen, had his sandwiches... My mom and I were upstairs in the second bedroom wrapping Christmas presents,
right?
And had them all piled up on a bed that was behind the desk.
Right? Okay.
So Frank comes up. He's like, hey, guys, how's it going? Yeah. Isn't Christmas great? I love presents. He sits down on the bed, you know, in the one clear area. And he's talking a little bit. And me and my mom, you know, he's just kind of chilling. Me and my mom get in the zone. Wrapping presents, still toss them on the bed.
Ben's mommy and wrapping presents right now, for the record.
Right. And then we look over, and Frank is passed out on the pile of presents. Just head back, arms out. Like, I don't know how we were going to get these to the tree. Oh, man. Good times.
That's ridiculous. See, I'm not a fan of peanut butter and jelly.
Really?
I don't like jelly.
Have you ever had jam?
I don't like jam.
Why not?
I'm not a big fruits guy.
Really?
I was always the straight peanut butter sandwich, which in my opinion is way better than peanut butter and jelly. And then I would make the triple decker peanut butter sandwich.
Right.
And drink a huge glass of milk. Yeah.
Endless milk.
Yeah. I had a cow.
Should've.
With me.
Should've.
Her name was Bessie. She was a good cow.
Yeah.
I'm just making things up.
Right. Right.
I don't know what's happening.
You obviously don't. You keep checking the time.
I know, because I have no idea how long we've been recording for.
31 minutes and 31 seconds. Speaking of which, we went to... we had a nice kind of a date day on Saturday. Slept in late. I had a headache, obviously, from the previous night of frivolity.
Yes.
And we dropped off. It was kind of a crazy morning. We didn't really have our shit together. And eventually we made it over to her mom's house. We dropped off Emma. Of which we forgot the diaper bag.
Oh, I can't do that.
So I had to drive all the way back here, go all the way back out to Boyer Town. It was all right, whatever. So I'm like, hey, well, you know, we'll go to Green Lane Park. We'll get some coffee first. But I decided against coffee, I got a Red Bull instead. I got a huge one.
Should go with coffee.
No. It was so wonderful. It was so wonderful. So our total came out to $6.66.
Ooh.
And we both just started laughing and laughing, and I paid the girl, and I was like, you know what? Maybe we should just go home and go to bed. Maybe this is a sign we just should not be out in the world right now. Oh, man. But I wonder about passing superstition down onto your kids, you know? Like is there any that you follow so clear or so...
like that I always do?
Yeah, yeah. Nothing?
What ones do I do? Like, I used to do, it's like you drive past a graveyard, and you hold your breath. Drive over train tracks, lift your feet.
Mm. I honk when I go through a tunnel.
Is that one?
Yeah. Yeah, honk.
Most of mine are driving related, which is weird. And then there's the, anytime you make it through a yellow light.
Yeah.
Before it turns red.
Ah.
You... kiss your hand, kiss the dashboard, or kiss the sun visor.
Sun visor.
Yeah, I do that one all the time. So obviously, Sophia, I doubt we'll be doing those anytime soon. Well, I guess she could do the lift your feet while we're driving. I don't think I want her holding her breath.
Potentially dangerous, especially if you have a great ghost seat.
Yeah. We do have the ones that were on the recall list.
Oh, yeah. There's... Are they sending out new buckles or something like that?
Supposedly. I don't know exactly what's...
Oh.
Excuse me.
That was one of the nastiest burps I've ever heard in my life. I heard that coming up.
Yeah.
That was gross. Quick thought. Andy Harold, who said something about... on Facebook earlier about... when he takes out his earbuds, of which he is very famous for wearing constantly.
Yes, yeah.
When he takes out his earbuds, he feels naked.
But he likes the
feeling of being naked. Yeah. So to which I commented, yeah, the only pickup the pickup line that only Andy Harold can use, which is, "Hey baby, you want to take out my earbuds?" To which he just responded, more like, "Girl, you must be earbuds, because I can't get you out of my head." I just had to share that. That's brilliant. It has been a how to be a dad filled weekend. Honest to goodness.
Has it?
You with your Andy Harold lookalike.
Oh yeah, he did not agree. I did say that I couldn't see past my nose at the time.
Right.
So.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, look, there's the invite on Meetup, Kindy Rock doubleheader at World Cafe Live Philly. Good stuff, man. Good stuff. By the way, I wanted to mention, it's tax season. You know.
Don't mention that.
You don't like talking about that?
No, I don't know. We owe every year.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, if that's personal information you don't feel like sharing, I understand. But,
No, I mean, it's because I do freelance and Sarah does 31.
Right.
So those are considered, you know, you work for yourself.
Gotcha.
So your income is not taxed. And then it's like, hey. Taxpayer, you waste a lot of money.
You making a little something on the side, are you?
Yeah. So it's, and we go, and our accountant's always like, "Why don't you stop doing that?" I don't know. I like money.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. But
you know,
so maybe I won't do that then.
Freelance.
Yeah. I don't know.
It kind of depends.
We'll see.
Your action figure looks like he's about to fall.
Which one?
Yellow beard.
The guy with the blades all over him?
Yeah, the guy who we don't know who it is.
Yeah, I still don't know who it is. Ian would know. It used to be his. But he had axes or something like that. I don't know. But fortunately, we do not owe. We did get a return, of which my part of it, I am hoping we'll be able to fund a trip to Dad 2.0 in 2015. Why are you doing naughty things with my freaking...
I'm just swinging his arms.
You're a child.
That's why I'm playing with the toy.
That's my toy. Okay.
You're a
Mom.
Child.
Mom!
You're a child, says the guy with all the toys on his desk.
Hey.
They're collectibles.
Comic books are a passion, sir. They are not collectibles. I would like to think that they are, but they're not. But anyway, so I may be venturing into the realm of Dead 2.0 next time around.
That'd be pretty awesome.
Which is going to be at...
Wait, did they announce it?
No, they still haven't fucking announced it.
What's
Sorry.
Your language?
Excuse my language, but...
There are children listening. Why would there be children listening?
I don't know why there would be children listening. What are you doing? God, this is just... I'm glad I named this episode Nick's Hangover, because that's pretty much all it's been about.
I cannot function.
You need to lay down.
I know. Hey, maybe I'll get home and Sophia will be passed out on the couch.
Yeah.
Probably not.
We'll see. Some more on baby stuff, because I actually did want to ask you that.
Okay.
I think I mentioned last week, too. We've been getting a lot of nuggets lately.
Turd nuggets.
We've been getting a lot of nuggets out of that little girl. It'll be like 3 straight days of nuggets, and all of a sudden, thank God at daycare, she'll have a blowout.
Oh, yeah, it's the best spot for them to have it.
And I just wish there was, you know, like if we give her fruit, it's going to bunch her up even more.
Yeah.
Like apples, bananas, that sort of thing. Although we tried it. Oh, that's right. We tried apple juice earlier.
Did you?
For the first time in her first sippy cup.
How'd she do?
We got the, what was it called? The Nook? Is that the company?
The ones who make the NUK.
Yeah, NUK.
The ones who make
with the umlaut.
They make the pacifiers.
Right.
The nyak nyak nyak.
But this is like their stage one. So it's got the huge handles on the side.
Yeah.
Like freaking motorcycle handlebars. And... And also the tip that she sucks out of is the same material, as the binkies.
Yeah,
it's the rubber. The bottles. Yeah.
We have like, if you open our cabinet,
yeah,
there's about 40.
Nice.
There's too many.
Did she drink it herself, or did you have to do it for her?
Well, we had to hold it up for her a little bit. I mean, she could hold it to her mouth, but not lift up the one end so that it would all be coming out. And it seemed after a while that she's not a fan straight off the bat of apple juice. She kept making this sour face. Yeah. Although I think it's probably, when I think about it, probably the first legitimately sour thing that she's had.
Okay.
So, yeah, would be surprised. We'll keep giving it to her. She'll get into it.
Yeah, they get after it.
Right.
They get after it. Speaking of getting after it, I don't know what that's a really bad of.
that is very ham-handed.
It's not a good segue.
Segue, right.
We had the Frozen Chef Madness Twitter party.
Yeah.
On Wednesday evening.
Right. How'd it go?
It was crazy, man.
Yeah,
it was. There were so many people, and it was hard to keep up. Lots of trash talk.
Well, yeah, just got to.
Unfortunately, I did not make the Elite Eight, the Fat Five Slamwich.
It happens. I mean, sometimes
of deliciousness. You
know, sometimes people get intimidated by greatness.
That's what I think it was. Right. It was too good.
Right.
It was too good of a sandwich that they, you know, didn't want everybody else to feel bad. So,
right.
Yeah. So yeah, they announced the Elite Eight and then the Final Four. Two of our brand ambassadors, Chris Nichols from Rated 4 and Up,
yeah,
and Bo Coffrin,
Bobo,
from Lunchbox Dad,
yeah,
are in the Final Four. I think those are the only two of the dads.
Yeah.
And then I think it was two women that entered the contest.
Yeah, I saw that.
I'm
not sure who won.
Well, they have to create a new dish.
So they still got a couple of days.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I forget when they have to have it in by.
Well, real quick, don't forget to go check out our website. Still considered brand spanking new. Poppin' Bottles Dadcast.
You can hear all of our episodes there.
All of our episodes are there, as well as the PBTV section, which I like the name, by the way, mostly because I came up with it. You're welcome. But it was your idea in the first place to do it.
I know it was.
Our Christmas special video cast from last year is up. More videos will be coming soon.
As time allows.
Right. And as always, don't forget the tweets. At PBDadcast, at Brownie_22. At BKM505, all caps, because I'm for real.
Doesn't have to be all caps. It doesn't really matter.
Really? Yeah, it doesn't. And as always, find us on Facebook. Facebook.com/PoppinBottlesDadcast.
And read my blog. PoppinBrownie.com.
Well, you'll find that at the Poppin' Bottles website.
Yes, there's
links. You'll find that there. There's links to our own personal blogs, which I don't know about yours, but mine includes more than just dad stuff.
Well, aren't you special, sir?
Go to sleep. Let's go. So I'll finish the show. Go to sleep. man. Speaking of Twitter parties, there will be another Twitter party coming up soon with the Life of Dad guys. Stay tuned to hear more about that, and you'll probably see more announcements about that as the days go on.
I look forward to it.
Careful with that collectible, sir. You bent his legs way too much.
Nah, bro.
You are retarded a little bit.
We don't use that word. It's a bad word. Don't use that word.
This is a bad word?
You don't use. It's not. Yeah, it's offensive.
Taboo.
Very.
Taboo.
Alrighty, peeps. Have a good week.
Yeah, I think that'll do it.
I will be recovered next week.
Yeah. More energetic, I hope.
Yes.
Alright. Have a good week, everybody.
Peace out.